Hi, and welcome to this Microsoft Garage project of a game called Ear Hockey, and that's EAR Hockey, that you can download for absolutely free from the Microsoft Store, which is very cool. And I thought in this demo, I'd actually give you a demo of the actual game. So let me just first of all go to my desktop, and of course I'm currently running Narrator. If you wish to turn it on, you can always press Control Windows and the Enter key. So I'm going to do Windows M at the moment to go back to my desktop.
Ear Hockey, a Microsoft Garage project. Shortcut, 14 of 15.
Okay,
desktop list.
And I've already landed on Ear Hockey. I keep wanting to say Ear Hockey. Okay, I'm just going to press the Enter key.
Ear Hockey, this is a completely self-voicing game.
This is an audio-based game and is better enjoyed with headphones.
And there's a boat and a couple of children striking around, turning their pirates.
Gaming.
Very cool. There's an audio logo.
Main menu.
Use the up and down arrow keys to highlight menu options. Press the spacebar to select.
One player menu.
Okay, so as it said, up and down arrow keys. So I'm going to press my down arrow key.
Two player menu.
So first option was one player menu, now two player menu.
Tutorial.
Exit, press down again.
One player menu.
Go back to one player menu. Now, I don't know about you, but I find that music a little bit overwhelming, so I'm going to hit enter on one player menu for the begin with.
One player menu.
And?
Use the up and down arrow keys to highlight menu options.
I'm going to come down to settings.
Press the spacebar to select.
During gameplay, the visual display will be off by default.
Settings.
There's settings, enter.
Settings menu. Use the up and down arrow keys to select settings and use
spacebar
to change their values. Difficulty, easy.
And down again.
Display, off. Music volume.
And that's what I want, music volume, so I'm going to hit
Five.
Enter.
Off.
One.
And I'm going to put it at one. Well, actually, let's make it two. Enter again.
Two.
There we go. Because, yeah, I find that maximum volume is a little bit overwhelming. So I'm going to press my down arrow key.
Exit settings.
And hit enter on exit settings.
One player menu.
Use the up and down arrow keys to highlight menu options. Press the spacebar to select.
During gameplay, the visual display will be off by default. To turn it on, go to the settings menu.
Start game.
Okay, and it said during gameplay the display is off. We'll go through some of the settings in a minute, but let me just go through the tutorial first. I'm going to press down arrow.
Settings.
Main menu.
And hit enter or spacebar to go back to the main menu.
Space.
Main menu.
Use the up and down arrow keys to highlight menu options.
And as you can tell,
narrator's
not really interfering with the game at all.
One player menu.
So back to the main menu. One player menu. Down again.
Two player menu.
Two player menu.
Tutorial.
And here's the tutorial. So hit enter on the tutorial.
Tutorial. During certain parts of the tutorial, you will be locked in place. If you wish to quit the tutorial at any point, press the backspace key.
You are a paddle placed on one end of a rectangular court. There is a ball at the center of the court. Listen to how the sound changes when the ball approaches you. Press the spacebar to launch the ball towards you.
Space.
Good job. This sound means you've hit the ball and it has bounced away from you. Now the ball will approach you to the right. Using the left and right arrow keys, move toward the right side of the court.
Pressing my right arrow.
Good job, you are in front of the ball. The ball will now be launched towards you.
Oh,
next,
the
ball will approach all the way to the right. Move to the right until you hit the sidewall. This sound means you've hit the sidewall and can't go any farther in that direction. The ball will now be launched towards you. Now, move back toward the center line of the court where you started.
So I'm pressing my left arrow.
This sound means you've crossed the center line of the court. If you hit the ball slightly off of center, it will rebound at an angle. Sometimes the ball will approach you at an angle as well. Press the space bar to launch the ball at an angle.
Okay, here we go. Space bar.
Space.
This sound
means the ball has hit the sidewall and rebounded. If the ball was approaching you to the left, it will now be moving to the right and vice versa. Press the space bar to make the ball continue on its current path.
Space.
Space again.
This sound
means the ball has moved to the other side of the court and has been hit by your opponent. This sends the ball toward your side again. You and your opponent will hit the ball back and forth until one player misses the ball, which will score a point for the other player. When a point is scored, gameplay stops and the ball is reset. Press the space bar to play against the AI opponent.
Oh, the AI opponent, eh? All right, press space bar.
Space.
Press the space bar to launch the ball towards you.
Space.
And I didn't move because that was in the middle. And moving to the right. Got it. Back to the left. Right. Oh,
you missed
it.
The ball, and your opponent got a point. Press the space bar to try again.
I tend to
press the backspace key to return to the main menu.
I always tend to press the left arrow key or the right arrow key to actually get that click, so I'm back in the center of the court again. And as it said, you can press the backspace key to go back to the main menu. So I'm going to press the space bar again to launch the ball.
Space.
Left. Got it. Back to midline. There we go. Click. That's me pressing the right arrow. Move that time. These paddles must be quite wide, actually.
Good job, you got a point. Press the space bar to play again.
And let's just
or
do
press
one
the
more
backspace key
AI
to return
practice.
To the main
so
menu.
Space bar again.
Space.
Left. Got it. Back to midline with the right arrow. And left. Right.
You missed the ball,
missed it.
Your opponent got a point. Press the space bar to try again. Or press the backspace key to return to the main menu.
I'm going to press the backspace key to return to the main menu.
Main menu.
Use the up and down arrow keys to highlight menu options. Press the space bar to select.
One player menu.
Now, before we get on to playing an actual real game, I'm just going to go back into the settings and just show you a little bit more about the game interface. So hitting enter or space bar to press space bar again.
Space.
One player menu.
Use the up and down arrow keys to highlight menu options. Press the space bar to select.
During gameplay, the visual display will be off by default. To turn it on, go to the settings menu.
Start game.
So that's what we'll use in a minute. Start game, pressing down.
Settings.
Settings down again.
Main menu.
Main menu, back to the main menu.
Start game.
We're back to start game, pressing down again.
Settings.
Settings spacebar.
Space.
Settings menu. Use the up and down arrow keys to select settings and use
spacebar
to change their values. Difficulty. Easy.
So difficulty is currently easy. If I press the spacebar.
Space.
Medium.
Medium. Spacebar again.
Space.
Hard.
Hard. Spacebar again.
Space.
Extreme.
Extreme. Spacebar again.
Space.
Easy.
And back to easy. Down arrow.
Display. Off.
Display off. Because this is supposed to be ear hockey, not seeing AI hockey. Ooh. Didn't believe I just said that. Anyway, spacebar.
Space.
On.
Spacebar.
Space.
High contrast.
High contrast, which is good for low vision people. Spacebar again.
Space.
Off.
And off, which is the default. So down again.
Music volume. 2.
Music volume. Now, I didn't realize this before I started playing it, but if you wait for a while like I just did then, it'll tell you the current volume. So as I said, I found the default volume of 5 way too loud. For me, number 2 is perfectly fine. Of course, you can also turn it off by just pressing spacebar to cycle around between 3, 4, or 5, and then off. Down again.
Exit settings.
And that's it, exit settings. So I'm going to press spacebar or enter. I'm just going to hit enter for a change.
One player menu.
Use the up and down arrow keys to highlight
menu
options. Press the spacebar to select.
During gameplay, the visual display will be off by default. To turn it on, go to the settings menu.
Start game.
Okay, let's start the game. Pressing enter.
0-0.
The first
zero.
Player to score 7 points wins the game.
Press the space bar to launch the ball towards you.
The ball will be launched toward the player who lost the previous point.
So keep in mind, you need left and right arrow, and you'll get the whoop noise on the left and right when you hit the edges, and you've got the click in the middle. And when you're on the middle line of the click, you've basically hit the arrow key twice going left or right if you want to move slight or further going to the left or right. So I'm just going to check where my paddle midline is. So I'm going to press my right arrow key until I get to the doink noise or the whoop noise. So pressing left arrow. Here's my click. All right, so space bar to launch the ball.
Space.
Right, got it. Back to midline with the left arrow. And right, got it. Back to midline. Oops. Past it.
1-0.
You are in the lead.
Press the space bar to launch the ball.
Remember, this is the easy mode, so that's probably why I'm winning at the moment. So space bar again to launch the ball.
Space.
Staying put. There we go. So See, that doesn't sound like it's right in the middle, does it? It sounds like it's off to the left as far as I want to play. To the right. Got it. Back to the left. Click. Left. Got it. Back to the midline. Click. Now, I'm not going to move this time.
One,
here we go.
One. So the game is tied. Press the space bar to launch the ball.
And I'm just going
to
check where I'm going to press my right arrow key. And left. No, not midline. So pressing right arrow. I'm way over the right. So left. Just press my left arrow key. There we go. Midline again. Click. Space bar to launch the ball.
Space.
Yeah, I'm still where I am. And again, that was sounded too far over the right, that one. Left. Yep. Click. Well, that's it. Back to the middle line.
2-1. You are in the lead. Press the space bar to launch the ball.
Space bar to launch the ball.
Space.
Leave my accelerator in the middle. There it goes. Back again. Coming back. And leave my side in the middle again. Going back. To the right. To the right arrow key. Got it. Back to the left. Click. Give myself left. Got it. Midline. Let's try to go back to the middle line. Left. Yep. Back to the midline. To the right arrow key, of course.
3-1. You are in the lead.
Pretty in the pants.
Press the space bar to launch the ball.
All right, space bar.
Space.
Leave myself in the middle. There we go. Going back. Going back to me. Left. Got it. Back to the right. Midline.
4-1.
Mac talking.
You are in the lead. Press the space bar to launch the ball.
Okay, space bar.
Space.
Line left side of the lane, goes back to the player. Left.
4-2. You are in the lead. Press the space bar to launch the ball.
So keep in mind, all I'm doing is moving the left and right arrow keys till I get the paddle in front of the ball, and if it hits the paddle, it bounces straight back to the other player, okay? So I'm press my right arrow, get to my click, space bar.
Space.
Left myself in the middle, so I bounce back to the player. And left.
4-3. You are in the lead. Press the space bar to launch the ball.
Go back to the midline. Actually, maybe it's more than two. Let me just check. Hang on. So midline, now we got left, one. Oh, it just clicked again. So left, one, two, three, four. Okay, so that's three. So I said it was two before, so let's just try it again. One, two, three, and then click, and then one, two, three. Yep, so about three. I just said about three, but anyway. All right, so space bar again.
Space.
Oh. I've just lost the,
Space.
Game paused. Use the up and down arrow keys to highlight menu options. Press the space bar
then
to select.
Okay, resume.
Let's do resume. I didn't quite know what happened then, but we lost the ball completely, didn't we? All right, space bar.
Space.
Yeah, it's better. Here we're back. Right. Left, back to the midline. That was bizarre just then. Left, back to the midline.
5-3.
Oh,
the
game's
still
going. I thought I must have lost
press
the
space bar to launch
the
ball.
I don't quite know what happened. That was after I was pressing the left and right arrow keys to explore the left and right hand sides of the court. All right, space bar again. And the middle left, actually. Yeah, there we go. Got it. Back to the midline. Left. Got it. Back to the midline. Right arrow key. And left.
5-4. You are in the lead.
Zagged over
press the space bar to launch the ball.
So back to the midline. Oop. And it's me pressing right and left again. So space bar.
Space.
Stuff there. Back to the other side. Oh, no, you got it. Or she got it. Right arrow.
5-5. The game is tied.
No.
Press the space bar to launch the ball.
Losing now. Oh dear, back to the midline, space bar.
Space.
Get myself in the middle, back to the player. And right, get that, good boy. Back to the midline, with my left arrow key, go back to the left. And middle, yes, we're good. Oh, no, I hit it. Back to
5-6. Your opponent is
right
in the
enough.
Lead. Press the space bar to launch the ball.
Oh dear, I'm going to lose. Oh well, it's all part of playing. Who needs to win? So pressing left. Okay, whoops, back to my midline, spacebar. Left, got it. Back to the midline with the right arrow key, then back to the right. And right, got it. Back to the midline. And right.
5-7.
I lost.
You lost the game. Rematch.
Rematch. Now, if I press my down arrow key.
Main menu.
We've got main menu, down arrow again.
Rematch.
And you can do a rematch, all right? So I'm going to press down.
Main menu.
And hit the enter key on main menu.
Main menu.
Use the up and down arrow keys to highlight menu options. Press the space bar to select.
One player menu.
We're back to the main menu, one player menu.
Two player menu.
Two player menu. Now, I won't do it in this demo, but the two player menu, you can play online or play with a friend. And for the moment, I haven't tried either of those particular options. The play with a friend option gives you a PIN number that you can then share with another person online to play against each other. So the online function sounds pretty cool. So I will leave that to you to have a bit of a play with.
Tutorial.
Tutorial.
Exit.
And then exit. So let's exit the game. I'm going to hit the enter key or spacebar. Pressing enter this time.
Are you sure you want to quit the game? Quit the game.
Are you sure you want to quit the game? So you got to quit the game, down arrow.
Keep playing.
Keep playing, down arrow again.
Quit the game.
And back to quit the game. We'll cycle around again. So hit enter. And if I just do Windows M to minimize.
App, your hockey, a Microsoft Garage project. Shortcut,
I'm back 14 to my desktop.
Desktop list.
So there we go. That completes this demo of the really cool little simple but fun game to play. Air Hockey from the Microsoft Garage project from Microsoft that you can download from the Microsoft Store for absolutely free. So, as always, thanks for listening and bye for now.